Chapter 37. Sonny said they should stop at a place called Mabel's Lobster Claw in Kennebunkport for lunch. Molly said they could do it on their way back after they'd talked to Beau, if they talked to Beau.
"You really maced him on the school bus?" Sonny said.
"I did," Molly said. "Where was mace when I needed it in high school?" Sonny said.
"Oh, please," Molly said. "You probably needed to be armed as much in those days as I did."
The house looked exactly as it had on Google Maps. A rundown white ranch, set back about 50 yards from the road, past an apartment complex called The Lofts at Saco Falls. The first thing they noticed when they were out of the car was what looked like a week's worth of newspapers on the small front porch. No car in the driveway. The lawn needed mowing badly. No one would have looked at Beau Marino's circumstances and thought he had much of a life at all to turn around.
"Young Beau appears to be away," Molly said.
They made their way up the front walk, overgrown with weeds, knelt down and looked at 8 days of the Journal Tribune, which Molly assumed was the Biddeford Daily Paper.
"I'm impressed he was even subscribing to a newspaper," Molly said.
"Or still having it delivered," Sonny said. "I thought that wasn't even a thing anymore." Molly walked back to the mailbox. It was filled with bills and flyers. All were addressed to Beau. Nothing in there resembled personal correspondence. If he'd gone on vacation, he'd done so without alerting the post office to hold his mail. Sonny had walked over to the garage and was staring through a dirty window. "No car in there either," she said.
"Maybe he drove it down to Paradise to take a shot at Jesse and build a bomb for suit," Molly said.
"And put you on the ground in your own backyard," Sonny said.
"He could have accomplished a lot in the 8 days he's been gone from here," Molly said.
"Or," Sonny said, "he did just take a vacation and neglected to inform his newspaper delivery service or the people delivering his mail."
"Be nice to know which," Molly said.
"We could walk the neighborhood and knock on doors and ask if anybody has seen Beau lately," Molly said.
Sonny smiled.
"Or," she said, dragging the word out as if pulling on taffy.
"I don't like that look," she said.
"What look?" Sonny said.
"The look that suggests to me that you're about to suggest something inappropriate to the deputy chief of police from Paradise, Massachusetts, or flat out illegal."
"I'm really, really good at picking locks," Sonny said. "I know this guy back in Boston."
"I was afraid of that," Molly said.
"Tell you what," Sonny said. "Why don't I call Jesse and ask him?"
"You mean have the conversation about breaking and entering that we're not even having right now?"
"Exactly," Sonny said. Sonny walked back to where her car was parked on the street. Molly watched her walk around the car, phone to her ear, smiling and nodding and talking. When she was finished, she stuck her phone in the back pocket of jeans Molly knew were way more expensive than hers. By now, she was used to being outbranded by Sonny.
"What did he say?" Molly said.
"I think his exact words were, 'Don't fucking get caught.'"
"Front door or back, Louise?" Molly said.